Hey, what's up? It's me, and today we are going to be reading Illuminae Files, Volume 1, Illuminae, by Amy Kaufman and Jay Kristoff. We start off with a memorandum for Executive Director Frobisher with an incept of January 29th, 2076, and the subject is on the Alexander dossier. So here's the file that almost killed me, Director. I won't bore you with the tally of databases plundered, light years jumped, or cute sniffling orphans created in this compilation. Our fee already reflects level of difficulty, but this dirt is out there, if you know where to look. Seems your cleanup crews weren't quite as thorough as you'd like, and our little corporate war isn't quite as secret as you had hoped. You'll find all intel we could unearth concerning the Carenza disaster compiled here in hard copy, where possible scans of original documentation are included. Fun times commence with the destruction of the Carenza colony 1 year ago today, and proceed chronologically through the events on battle carrier Alexander and science vessel Hypatia as best as we can to reconstruct them. All visual and audio data are included in original form, along with written transcripts. All typographical and graphical anomalies are present in the original files. Commentary from my team is marked with the paperclip icons. Some written materials are censored by the UTA, and had to be reconstructed by our comtechs. Though profanity remains censored as per your instruction, sure, the story kicks off with the death of thousands of people, but God forbid there be cussing in it, right? The Illuminae Group. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Orwell. Page 2. Briefing note. The following are extracts from debriefing interviews with subjects of this dossier. Katie Grant and Ezra Mason. The interviews were conducted shortly after the evacuation of Carenza. Alexander 78V, Ministry of the Interior United Terran Navy Alexander Fleet, incept January 30th, 2075. Interviewer, tell me about yesterday. Katie Grant, I was in class when it started. This is gonna sound really stupid, but I broke up with my boyfriend that morning, and he was right there on the other side of the room. So I'm staring out the window and coming up with all the things I should say to the jerk, when these ships fly right overhead and all of the windows start shaking. Interviewer, did you know something was up? Katie Grant, no. You don't jump straight to an invasion. The Carenza settlement wasn't exactly legal, but we still got traffic around the mine and refinery. I figured it was an ore carrier coming in too low and went back to plotting my idiot ex's downfall. Interviewer, when did you become aware of the invasion? Katie Grant, that would be when all of the sirens started screaming. Some bright spark who's probably dead now sounded the spaceport alarms. The Defiant that was our WC protection ship had transmitted an alert to let us know unfriendly people with big guns had arrived, and... Interviewer, how do you know the Defiant transmitted a warning? Katie Grant, I'm good with the computers. I wanted to know what was going on at the port, so I took a look. Interviewer, you evacuated at that stage? Katie Grant, you make it sound way more organized than it was. Interviewer, how was it? Katie Grant, all kittens and rainbows, apart from the screaming and explosions. Interviewer, how did you make it out? Katie Grant, I'm a lateral thinker. Interviewer, meaning you had your compute? Katie Grant, meaning I broke open a window. Interviewer, oh. Katie Grant, I had a truck in the parking lot. I borrowed my mom's because I didn't want to have to take the tube home with him. Having the truck there saved my life. I saw one of the teachers in the lot, and this chunk of metal came screaming in from the sky, and... Interviewer, Miss Grant? Katie Grant. I had this moment when I thought I'd left the keys in my desk, and I pulled apart my bag and threw stuff everywhere. I guess I knew he wouldn't need any of it again. Isn't that weird? But I found the keys at the bottom of and jumped in. And just as I start the engine, I look across and he's standing there, staring at me. I swear, interviewer, hold on. The survivor list is refreshing. What was the name you were after? Katie Grant. Ezra Mason, interviewer. We have him. He's on the Alexander. Katie Grant. Inaudible. Interviewer. Are you okay to continue, Mr. Mason? Ezra Mason. I'm all right. My shoulder hurts. Interviewer. I'll have an orderly bring you some more meds. You were saying about your escape from the school? Ezra Mason. Never seen anything like it. Just this crush of people and screaming. Teachers. Students. I mean, we knew each other. Colony that isolated, everyone pretty much knows everyone. But it was like they all just lost it. I remember getting pushed along in the mob and wondering why the hallway was soft under my boots. And then I realized what I was walking on. Interviewer. So how did you get out? Ezra Mason. I'm 6'5". Played point defense on the school g-ball team. One time I hit this receiver so hard, they had to ID him with DNA. Interviewer. Where did you go after the first missile strike? Ezra Mason. Everyone was headed for the tube station, but I figured a tin can in an underground ice tunnel was the last place you'd want to be with bombs going off. So, interviewer. Wait. You people had a subway system? I thought the settlement was illegal. Ezra Mason. Chum, the Carranza mine operated undetected for 20 years. Whole families lived there. You know how far from the core we are, right? Interviewer. Maybe further than you might think. Ezra Mason. What the hell's that supposed to mean? Interviewer, nothing. I'm sorry. You were saying about the subway? Ezra Mason, yeah. Right. So, basically, I didn't want to risk it down there, so I lit out through the fire escape. Doubled back into the parking lot, which might not have been the best plan, since I didn't have a pair of wheels. And I'm looking around, and the sky is raining fire, and I'm still freezing because the wind chill in Carranza could hit 40 below on a bad day, and there she was. Interviewer. Who? Ezra Mason. My ex-girlfriend, who dumped me maybe 3 hours before, so, you know, that was awkward. Interviewer. What did you do? Ezra Mason. Well, I figured there was a good chance she'd just run me over if I stood in front of the truck, so I knocked on the window and said something like, "Lovely day for a drive," and at that point, the southeastern anti-missile battery got vaporized by what I assume was a missile. So maybe you might want to note in your report that those things don't, you know, stop missiles. Interviewer, what did you do? Ezra Mason. Well, I figured there was a good chance she'd just run me over if I stood in front of the truck, so I knocked on the window and said something like, "Lovely day for a drive," and at that point, the southeastern anti-missile battery got vaporized by what I assume was a missile. So maybe you might want to note in your report that those things don't, you know, stop missiles. Interviewer, so she let you in? Ezra Mason, she let me in. I guess she figured she didn't hate me enough to let me get X'd out by a bi-tech kill squad. She did have to think about it for a minute, though. Interviewer. How did you know bi-tech was behind the attack? Ezra Mason. I think the biggest giveaway was the huge bi-tech logo on the warship hovering overhead. It had dropped out of the clouds and was X'ing the rest of the defense silos by then. Interviewer. By warship, you mean Bi-Tech Dreadnought, Lincoln. Ezra Mason. Yeah, that's them. Blanks. Wait, can I swear on this thing? Interviewer. So what happened next? Katie Grant. We took off out of the parking lot like we were in a chase scene. Some moron had parked blocking the exit, but the truck was all terrain, so we rammed it. Interviewer. What was it like outside the school? Katie Grant. There were a lot of explosions and a lot of dead people. Dead civilians who worked for a blanking mining company. I mean, imagine you're an interstellar corporation, right? You discover an illegal mining op run by one of your competitors. Do you A, report it to the UTA and laugh as the fines roll in, or B, jump in an attack fleet and X out every man, woman, and child on the planet? What the hell was Bitech thinking? Interviewer. What you and I need to do is focus on what happened on Carranza. Gathering intel on the attack is the best thing we can do to help right now. Katie Grant. I can't believe this. Interviewer. Miss Grant, Katie Grant. Okay, fine. We took the main arterial, and Ezra turned on the radio. For a second, I thought the idiot was looking for the right soundtrack or something, but there was an emergency broadcast up. They were telling us to go to the spaceport, and our research fleet was going to send down shuttles to ferry us all up to orbit. Interviewer. So you turned for the spaceport? Ezra Mason. Yeah, I turned on the radio, maybe to find us some getaway music. But there was an emergency broadcast telling everyone to hit the port for evacuation. So that's what we tried to do. But there were cars everywhere, and some truck had overturned on the strip. Katie nearly flipped us. And when I offered to drive, she called me a very bad word. Interviewer. I see. Ezra Mason. I can repeat it if you want, but... Interviewer. That's fine, Mr. Mason. Ezra Mason. Mr. Mason is my dad, and you still won't tell me why I can't see him. Interviewer. We need you properly debriefed before you have any civilian contact, Mr. Mason. I mean, Ezra. Ezra Mason. Civilian contact? Wow. He's my father, chum. You guys still have fathers, right? Or does everyone in the Great United Terrain Authority get grown in a vat nowadays? Interviewer. Why don't you just tell me what happened next, Ezra Mason? Bitech blew the blanking spaceport. That's what happened next. Popped a half a dozen missiles and turned it into a smoking hole in the ice. I played gee-ball with one of the ground crew guys, Rob Flynn. Burton, our next-door neighbor, he worked the quarantine bays. There was this girl, Jody Kingston. I knew her since 8th grade. She worked on the port comms rig. She was... Interviewer. Ezra? Ezra Mason. Wow. I just realized she was the first girl I ever kissed. Interviewer. Do you need a minute? Katie Grant. No, I need to get this done. Once the spaceport was gone, it was hard to know where to head. Mostly we were just dodging explosions. The ground was shaking. And at first I thought it was the missiles hitting. Then I realized the impacts were cracking the ice shelf under the colony's foundations. Interviewer. Do you have a background in geology? Katie Grant. I'm a 17. Of course I don't. But there were these huge cracks opening up into the ground, big enough to lose a car down. And before you ask how I know that, I saw it happen. There were kids in the back. Interviewer. So, you were driving through the city, and what happened next? Katie Grant. Ezra wanted to find his father. He worked at the refinery, but I told him we couldn't get through the crowd that'd be steaming out of there. His dad's a big guy, like Ez. I told him they'd all be evacuating together, and we had to trust him to keep his feet. If we went there, someone might have jacked the truck, and then we'd be screwed. I saw a woman pull this guy off a quad bike and take off on it with her kid. I also saw a security officer shoot a guy trying to climb onto the back of his truck. We weren't going to make it as far as the refinery. I wanted to go look for my mom instead, and my cousin Asha.
My dad was off-world. He works rotation on Jump Station Heimdall, so it was just my mom and me. She's a pathologist. She does research, worked at the med center. Asher was training there.
Interviewer, do you need me to look up your mother's name on the lists? Katie Grant? No, she made it out. She's here on the Hypatia. I saw her before my interview. Interviewer, and your cousin? Katie Grant? No, she didn't. Interviewer, I'm sorry. Katie Grant? Yeah. Interviewer, so did Ezra see reason?
Did you go to find your mother?
Katie Grant, we started. Ezra's mom isn't around, so mine had just spent a year feeding him. We think she was more upset about the breakup than anyone. We were heading for her lab, and by that time there were people in the streets riding in all terrains. Some on quad bikes, folks on foot. The ground was cracking and there were chunks breaking off the buildings. And all the time there's this huge bi-tech ship in the sky pounding our defenses with missiles. Shuttles were lifting off with the Civis evacuating. It was so loud I thought my ears were bleeding, and over the top of all that, Ezra chooses to start criticizing my driving. Interviewer, it's hard to believe you guys broke up. Katie Grant, you have no idea. Anyway, that was when half of the Cineplex fell on our truck.
Interviewer, wait, what? Ezra Mason, I didn't know how long I was unconscious for. I came to and thought the sky was covered in spider webs. And then I realized I was looking through a smashed window shield and we were buried under half a building. The truck is scrapped. Katie's next to me and there's blood all over her face. And I couldn't find a pulse. So I dragged her out of the wreckage and started to give her mouth to mouth. And that's when she slugged me, Your Honor.
Interviewer, she hit you?
Ezra Mason.
Yep. Right in the face. Good shot, too.
I don't know. She thought I was trying to kiss her. She'd hit her head. She was messed up. So we're gearing to start yelling at each other, and then we realize the sky is full of Cyclone fighter ships, so I figured the cavalry must have arrived.
Interviewer, could you still see the Lincoln?
Ezra Mason, no. We could see that the refinery had been hit. It was covered in this, I don't know, black, creeping in the air real slow, kind of like molasses, not smoke. It was something different.
Interviewer, you said your father worked in the refinery?
Ezra Mason, yeah, so of course I want to go look for him, and Katie still wants to go find Miss Grant, and the glacier is cracking open and the sky is on fire, and I think I can see Bitech ground troops in the distance, and then I said it.
Interviewer, what did he say?
Katie Grant.
He said, you picked a hell of a day to dump me, Cades.
Interviewer, you honestly said that?
Ezra Mason.
Yeah. So all hell breaks loose, and Katie is yelling at me, and I'm yelling back. All the stuff that had been building up for the last year and boiling just under the skin, like I loved her. I love her. But she had this way of just, it was so stupid. The world is ending all around us, and we're screaming about college applications and commitment and blank. I mean, can you believe that?
Interviewer, you're 17, right?
Ezra Mason,
almost 18.
Interviewer, then yes, I believe it.
Ezra Mason,
cold, chum, real cold.
Interviewer, so what happened next?
Ezra Mason, I took off. She told me I was being crazy, but I was just furious, and my dad is all I have left, so yeah, ran towards the refinery, burning cars and trashed buildings everywhere. I saw a Cyclone crash into an apartment block in front of my face, felt the heat on my skin. I was just keeping low and trying to get closer to the plant, but there were BT troops all over. Big, armor-plated goons in winter camo carrying guns you could kill a glaciosaur with. I didn't really have a plan. I just needed to find my dad. Didn't know what I was going to do once I hit that fog, but turned out that wouldn't be a problem.
Interviewer, why's that?
Ezra Mason,
well, they shot me.
Interviewer, they shot him? Katie Grant, I couldn't believe it either. Those blanks should have gotten in line. They're not the only ones who had to put up with this interviewer. You said you'd parted ways at that stage. How did you find out he'd been shot? Katie Grant, I started by heading toward my mom's lab on foot, but there were a bunch of Bi-Tech troops in the way. They were putting carriers down on the ground and rolling out soldiers in all-terrain vehicles. I was a little concussed, I'm pretty sure. I know I stopped to puke at one point. I could see shuttles landing out by the labs to evac, so I just hoped my mom was getting on one of them. I knew I wasn't going to make it across town to her. I wasn't going to make it anywhere without another truck, so I stole one from a Bi-Tech crew. Interviewer, I'm sorry. You what? Katie Grant, I'm frequently underestimated. I think it's because I'm short. Interviewer, they didn't want it back? Katie Grant, probably. They were pretty busy jumping out of the way. Also, I knew my way around the middle of town. They didn't. I took some sharp corners around the back of the community complex, scraped the truck doors right off, but then I got out on the other end. I'd lost them. Other people didn't have weapons to shoot at me with, and theirs thought I was the same team, I guess. Interviewer, what happened next? Kate Grant, there was this filthy black cloud oozing from the Atmo towards the refinery, and I knew that was where Ezra was. I heard it was some kind of bio attack. Is that true? Interviewer, I don't know. You said he was shot, so I guess you found him? Katie Grant, on the wrong end of a biotech platoon, bleeding everywhere, and I kind of freaked out when I saw it all. Interviewer, were you able to retrieve him? Katie Grant, are there likely to be any prosecutions for stuff that happened down there? Interviewer, they X'd out a quarter of my crew. None of us are going to weep if you're telling me you took out a Bi-Tech squad to get to him. Katie Grant, like I said, I'm pretty small, and there was a lot of blood all over everything, so I guess my foot slipped on the accelerator. It was hard to reach. You know, I ran a bunch of them down and pulled up right beside him. Interviewer, what did he do? Katie Grant, he said, hey, Cades, what a catch, seriously. The truck store was missing, though, so it was easy for him to climb in. And we took off like we were outrunning a blizzard. We could see shuttles coming down on the outskirts of town, and they didn't have Bi-Tech markings on them, so we risked it. We were hoping they were evac sent for our research fleet. Interviewer, and then what? Ezra Mason, I don't remember much. I think I made a joke about needing to see her license and registration. Because, you know, she just ran over a bunch of... Interviewer, I get it. Ezra Mason, right. And then I said, I'm bleeding, and she said, shut up, I'm not talking to you. So I just kind of concentrated on not dying. There was blood everywhere. It hurt so much, I think I started laughing. Maybe I was going into shock. Katie was yelling at me to put pressure on it, but it hurt less if I didn't. There were fighters overhead. I remember being really cold. I remember looking at Katie driving, covered in the blood, with her hair crusted with snow and everything. I think I told her she was beautiful. And then the lights went out. Interviewer, you made it to the shuttles? Katie Grant, we made it close. We were driving a Bi-Tech truck now, so I had to stop and drag Ezra across the ice so they could see we were civis. A couple of the med center staff had made it out there, so they were putting the wounded on shuttles with those guys, and the rest of us into the others. I was screaming my head off, trying to get someone to help me lift him in. I don't even know how I dragged him. The whole time there were these missiles arcing and exploding around us, fire starting. I guess they decided if I could yell that loud, I wasn't hurt bad enough to make the wounded shuttle. So they made me leave him with the doc. That's how he ended up on the Alexander and I ended up on the Hypatia. Interviewer, you've been very helpful. Did you see whether any missiles hit the refinery? Katie Grant, I don't think so. Just the black cloud. They couldn't blow it up, though, would they? I mean, if Biotech wanted the colony gone, they just ratted to the UTA about it, surely. They obviously wanted the hermium we were mining for themselves. They'd hardly destroy the only way they had to process it. Interviewer, we can't speculate yet on what their aim was. Cady Grant, I guess if they catch up with us, we can ask them before they blow us to pieces. Interviewer, there's just one last thing, Mr. Mason. Ezra Mason, can this thing please include those pain meds you promised? Interviewer, we've had another update to the casualty lists. I'm afraid I have some news about your father.